Kia whānau, nau mai hoki mai, ki Māori Malini. I'm so excited for today's episode. This is going to be streamed on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify as well, because I am going to be a YouTube girly. I am putting it into the universe. I have always wanted to be a YouTuber, and I'm just not consistent on there, but that is all set to change, so get excited, because it's going to be incredible. All right, so today's podcast is all about motivation. I know how hard it is to get motivated sometimes, and whilst I don't think that motivation should be relied upon on the day-to-day basis, you should rely on discipline, because our feelings, our motivation is inconsistent, it's unreliable, but in order to get to the discipline stage, you need to be motivated. You get what I mean? So today's episode is for motivation when you're just lacking that and you need some motivation, but on the day-to-day, you need to rely on discipline, because our emotions are just all over the place, especially as wahine. You know how it is, like mood swings are crazy. So we have to rely on discipline and actually showing up every day regardless of how we feel, because if we want our goals to be achieved, we have to put in the work even on the days we don't feel like it. But this episode is all about motivation, how you can build motivation. I've got 12 facts for you to actually get you motivated today. So our first one is that I don't actually think you realize how incredible you are literally just by watching this YouTube video or listening to this podcast. Like, just think about it. There are so many people sitting here complaining about how crappy their lives are, but they're not actually willing to put in any work. You are here. You have shown up to improve your life. You have shown up to improve your situation, and you're looking for motivation because you know that you deserve more in this life and that you're willing to work for it. So I just want to give you like a huge high five, mana wave, and just let you know that you are incredible just for showing up today, okay? Number two is that things are tough at the moment. Yes, they are, but literally so are you. Think about every single tough situation that you have gone through. Don't dwell on it, but just think about the tough situations that you've gone through and how you managed to get through that. You got through it because you are tough. You are strong. You are incredible. And you made it to the other side because that is who you are. You get through things. You persevere and you get through to the other side, all right? So don't even think about giving up because you are tough and you're going to make it to the other side. I promise you. Number three is if you're constantly thinking about negative things, you're constantly talking about the problems in your life, you're constantly pushing this negativity into the universe, please do not be surprised when that's what comes back to you. If you want good things, you need to start talking positively. You need to have a positive mindset. You need to do that. And I know how hard it is, honestly. Like, I have suffered with low mood and low, like, bad mindset and all of the things. But what truly changed for me was when I was able to do the hard thing and be positive, even when I didn't feel like it, that changed things. And I want to give you guys an example, all right? So recently I decided I was going to consistently wake up early in the morning because I am a morning bird. Like, I have always been most productive in the morning. At nighttime, I'm sleepy, I'm tired, I want to go to sleep, right? I love going to bed early. I love getting up early. But what was happening for me is that when my alarm would go off in the morning, I would roll my eyes, I would get angry, and I would literally say, I can't do it. And so I would edit my alarm so that it could go off a little bit later, but not too late that I was late for anything that I had to go do. So what I actually worked out was that I was literally manifesting having a negative morning because that was my reaction when my alarm went off, instead of thank you for a new day. Like, seriously, if we put ourselves in other people's shoes all across the world, there are people who don't get to wake up. There are people who literally can't wake up and start their day. They don't get the opportunity to go to the gym. They don't get the opportunity to work on self-development. They don't get the opportunity to literally do their readings or work on things because they don't get to live another day. And so if we actually think about it, be grateful for another day. And I know it's hard sometimes, but we have to be grateful for literally everything because not all is promised in life. So if we can start our day with thank you, thank you for a new day, trust me, it changes things. When I started doing this, I would wake up and I would say thank you, and all of a sudden everything changed, because instead of being angry at my alarm, I was grateful that I got to wake up. Instead of being angry that I had to get out of bed, I was grateful that I got to get out of bed. Like, oh, mindset is crazy, and I just love sharing this because it's honestly changed my life, being able to work on my mindset. Number four is, would you listen to someone who doesn't own a business about how to run a business? Would you listen to a homeless man about how to rent a house or how to buy a house? No, you wouldn't. So stop listening to people who don't know you, who don't know where you're going, who don't actually understand your dreams and your vision about your life. I have had so many situations where people who don't own businesses, who actually don't know what an investment is, who have no idea what social media, building a community online is like, who have never done that in their life, try and give me advice about it in a negative way. I'm not saying don't take advice. Advice is great when it's coming from someone who knows what they're talking about. When it is coming from people who don't know what they're talking about and they're only doing it to put you down, just ignore them, like literally block them. As soon as I realized that I do not have to talk to people who do not have my best interests at heart, or I'm not saying be rude, be a dick, but if people are being rude to you, let them go. Say ka kite and move on with your life, because you do not have time to waste time on people who aren't actually going to help you. You know what you want, you know what you desire, so keep going, okay? Number 5 is that perfection is stupid. Absolutely no one on planet Earth is perfect. But you know what you can do? You can show up. You can be consistent. You can show up every day regardless of how you feel. And to me, that is like beautiful. Okay? That is success. When you're able to show up on the days when you don't feel like it, when you're able to show up on the days where it is hard and you don't have the, when you're not feeling it, when you can show up on those days, honestly, you'll feel incredible. I have always had mental health problems, like from the beginning of time that I remember. But the issue was that I used that as a reason to not do the things that would actually improve my mental health. I would use my mental health as an excuse to not go on a walk, to not go to the gym. Oh, I felt like people were going to judge me. Guess what? No one cares. And if you want to improve things, then you have to do the things. I know it seems harsh, but honestly, if you can push through the tough times in order to do the things that make you feel better, you will feel incredible. On the other side of that is incredibleness, okay? Just keep going. Number 6 is that you only get given dreams if you are capable of actually achieving them. If you have a dream that you're going to become super wealthy, if you have a dream that you're going to move to X, Y, or Z, you will achieve that, because you are not given a dream if you can't accomplish it, but you have to put in the mahi. You cannot just get given something. And the other thing is that you don't want to just be given something. If you were just given something, you didn't have to do any hard work, it loses its meaning. It's not important anymore. It's not incredible anymore. It's not significant. Even if you think that winning $1 million, you know why most people who win the lottery end up broke? Is because they didn't have to do anything to get it. So they don't understand how hard it is to actually achieve. But you, on the other hand, you're working hard for it. You are being consistent. You are showing up for it, which is going to make the juice so much sweeter on the other side. So you just have to keep going. If you have a dream, you were only given it in order to achieve it, all right? Number 7 is that once you've achieved your goals, you will not regret all the extra mahi you did. Doing the early gym sessions, doing the mahi after mahi when you are tired, doing all of the things that you couldn't be bothered doing, it will be so much more worth it on the other side, all right? Number 8, it is your responsibility to make sure that your future self does not regret what you did today, all right? Do you want to go look back in 5 years and think, I wasted so much time, like, I was so young, I had no responsibilities, I was in my prime, and I just let it go. I spent every weekend partying, I spent every weekend doing it, blah, blah, blah. I wasted so much time. Do you really want to think that in 5 years' time? Or do you want to think, I'm so grateful that I put in the mahi, I started that business, and now I don't have to work? What would you rather? What would you rather? Honestly, tell me. The next one is that thinking about your goal, talking about your goal, planning your goal, telling other people about your goal is not working on your goal. So if you want to achieve something, actually do the work required. I like to reverse engineer things. So if you have a dream, if you have a vision, if you have a goal that you're going to achieve X, then work back from there. So if you want to buy a house, for example, think, okay, if I need to buy a house, I need to have this deposit, need to have this amount of income. So let's work back from there, set a date, and actually start doing the things in order to achieve that. Stop talking. You don't need to talk about it. Just do it, all right? Our next one is that number 10, think about how special it is when you achieve the things that you want to achieve and you achieve the dreams that you have been dreaming of for your whole entire life. Things will just be a memory once you achieve them, and the struggles that you have gone through will be literally just a memory. So just think about that. Think about that. Think about the day when it's a memory. Our next one is that business, life, like literally, haora, everything is all 80-20. 80-20, the Pareto principle. It's 80% nutrition, it's 20% fitness. It's 80% mindset, it's 20% strategy. Everything in life is 80-20. That means the same thing for how you experience life. 80% of the days, they should be good. Like, as long as you're working on things, you're working on your mental health, you're working on everything, 80% of the time it's going to be good. But there's always, always, always going to be 20% of the time where things are harder, things that are a bit of a struggle. It's harder to get out of bed, all of those things. It is completely normal to have down periods. And actually, if 100% of the time everything was perfect, it wouldn't be perfect, right? Because if it was always perfect, there's always going to be something wrong. You can't always have it good. And so just think, when you're going through hard times, when you're going through challenging times, it's going to make the juice sweeter on the other side. So you have to understand and actually appreciate the hard times for what they are, because the good times wouldn't be good if it weren't for the hard times. So actually be grateful for the hard times, because they make it better. And our last one is that embarrassment is a test for success. Failing is the test for success. If you can't put yourself out there, if you can't fail, if you can't go through the hard times, you are not going to get to the other side. You have to fail at things. I want to tell you guys a story about the first business that I ever started. I was about 8 years old and my mum was out for the day. And so I literally got pens around our house, secondhand pens, and I filled an ice cream container up with all these secondhand pens, and I went around my neighborhood and I was like, hey, like, do you want to buy a pen? They're $5 each. And literally everyone laughed at me. They were like, no, I'm not buying a $5 secondhand pen. And I remember being so deflated. I was like, why do you not want my $5 pen? I even actually showed up to a literal gangster's house and I knocked on the door and I said, hey, I've got a $5 secondhand pen. And who like looked at me, and I was actually getting a little bit scared, but he was like, this is a bit silly, but I do like your hustle, girl. And he actually paid for the pen and he took a pen. So I'm grateful to that dude for that. But honestly, what I'm trying to say is that I started starting businesses and failing businesses as a young person. And so I failed so many times starting multiple different businesses. I actually should make a podcast episode about all the different businesses I've started, because there are a lot, all right? But this is the cost of being able to grow a business and being able to succeed one day. You will never, never, never get there if you do not fail at things. You have to fail at things in order to get somewhere. I hope you're feeling motivated. Okay, because I just feel like that was so good. I've never made a podcast episode like this, but I have been listening to a lot of these lately, and so I wanted to make one. But this is my little podcast for how to get motivated today. So I also, before I finish this podcast, wanted to share that I am working on a secret project, and actually by the time this goes up, it will have been announced on my Instagram, on my social media. So go and have a look, because my secret project will be announced now. So check that out. I have worked so hard over the past few months on this project, and this is literally going to change so many people's lives. We are going to see multi-millionaires from this course, like seriously. So be sure to go and have a look at that, because I'm very excited for that and I hope you are too. But that's us for today, e te whānau. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast YouTube video episode. Let me know if you guys enjoyed it, if you like this, if you want more like this. Let me know. Like, send me a DM, comment on the YouTube video, let me know. But yeah, I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Ka kite!